This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 11th. God's word to you today is Tough Queries. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 77, verses 7 to 9, and it says, "Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never be kind to me again? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Have his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door on his compassion?" The first of the three good sides of doubt is, doubt drives you to God. The second is, doubt forces you to wrestle with life's difficult questions. Do you know that when everything is sweet or when everything is rosy, we tend to live shallow lives? But when life throws a curveball, when the doctor is shaking his head and cannot look you in the eye, when you go to your child's school and the report is that your child can never grasp math, when your spouse leaves a note by the bedside that says he or she has fallen in love with someone else, when you walk into the office and obviously everybody knows something you do not know, then your boss fires you, meanwhile your children's fees are due. Such things force us to ask tough questions about life and to wrestle with our souls. Why me? We say to God, "Where are you in all of this? Who have I offended? What did I do to deserve this? What is your plan in letting me go through this experience? What do you intend to benefit from this?" I have asked all these questions in my life, and I know some of you can relate. Yet, some have no clue what this is all about. My advice is, bookmark this page and keep living. These are important questions, but until a crisis happens or doubt sets in, we do not get to ask them. There are questions that we should have answers to. Why me? Why not you? You should have an answer to these questions because they are life's deep questions. Back in the day, we just used to organize marriage seminars for everybody that is married. As is typical with marriage seminars, we get to discuss some really deep things. After one of such sessions, a couple walked up to me and told me that they do not have such problems and that their marriage is perfect. So I asked them how long they had been married, and they said about 18 months. I guess theirs is one of the marriages that God created perfect and everyone else got it wrong, right? My only response to such people is, just keep living. So these days, marriage seminars are for people who have been married for 3 years and above. New couples will not be able to relate to some of the things the other couples are faced with. Their questions and challenges will seem unreal. From today's scripture reference, we see that Asaph also had to wrestle with life's difficult questions. No one is exempt. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I cling to you, for you are my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.